Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to WAAOL, All Automotive Advertising News All the Time. We are an online networking resource portal for automotive advertising agencies. We're hosted, I should say, by AdAgencyOnline.net. That's the Automotive Advertising Network. We're actually hosted on Blog Talk Radio, which is featured on AdAgencyOnline.net. That's the free automotive advertising resource networking portal. The reason I want to take a moment to stop and explain who we are, what we are, is because I've been advised by a lot of listeners over the last week that even though this is the Lunch with Phil show, and I am Phil Zellinger, the president of Ad Agency Online, we are a full-service automotive advertising agency, and even though this show is really engineered as an open business meeting in order to pass on current events and some direction to our affiliated agencies and auto dealer clients, there's a growing audience of OEM individuals representing OEMs, different ad associations, and even web servers just going through looking for a little bit of sizzle and inside story on the auto industry. So I want to clarify exactly who we are, what we're doing. And I guess the best statement to make is I'm a car guy. We're giving an overview of the state of the union within our own organization, and in giving some productive direction, perhaps we're sharing some insights and best practices that's open to the online viewing audience. This is a live call-in show, although lately we've been recognizing that it's best to deal with chat rather than call-in, so it's less interruptive. And I'm able to better control the subjects that we have to go over because it does limit us. We only have a half an hour to go over a lot of needed situations to discuss. So I'm going to get right to that since today is Monday morning. And quite honestly, I was almost late in getting online to the show today because there's a lot of news out there. I mean, the automotive news is one of our resources. We tie into all of the different press wires, and I'm a member of a lot of different organizations and a lot of different forums. And I usually use Monday morning to review everything that I've accumulated over the weekend. And this morning, I got up about 6 o'clock in the morning and don't really think I finished. There's so many things going on that need to be focused and understood. And so perhaps today's show should be a little bit more targeted towards today's concerns. At the end of the month, usually I give a wrap-up meeting and I go over the recommendations for creative and such for July. But I must confess to you all that, you know, in the advertising industry right now, in the automotive industry, I should say right now, the focus is really almost more on survival and more on controlling expenses and managing and monitoring staff and, reviewing assets and determining which ones are productive and which ones aren't. And we're spending so much time looking inward that we may not really be getting the true picture of what's going on outside of us. So I'm going to try to take advantage of the catbird position seat that I have, the fact that I'm no longer tied up in a retail operation. I remind my new audience that, I spent 25 years as a dealer, then got involved as a dealer and general manager, then got involved in automotive advertising about 10 years ago now, time flies, had our own organization for the last 7, AdAgencyOnline.net. We incorporated a cutting-edge technology online application we created, which is a communication distribution system relying on the Internet to link us and allow us to distribute and communicate not only our work product, radio, TV, and newspaper ads, but also to share best practices within our group. We went public with that and opened it up to the auto industry in general in February at NADA, and our audience has grown ever since. So we have our own internal organization as well as new friends and new clients that we've expanded to. In the very beginning, we focused primarily on car dealers, expanded that into the auto industry vendors. And it's that window into both sides of the fence that I'd like to share with you guys. You know, my relationship with the OEMs has survived over the years, not only having had been a dealer and executive dealer principal, but also in representing a lot of our clients in new site acquisitions, both sales and acquisition. Doing presentations to get new points. I represent, fortunately, a number of minority dealers that are positioned to take on new franchises. And in this market, everyone's sort of looking backwards and saying, well, wait a minute, before I move forward, you know, what's going on today and yesterday, and how will it be tomorrow? And all of these things are coming around making my point, I guess, and that is that there will be a tomorrow. The question is, will you be there to enjoy it? It's so important that we all accept the truths of today's market, and that is we are in a down market. I don't think it's necessary to cite facts and figures. You can go to Automotive News for that. But the recognition of what is almost more important than what was, because all of the cycles that we've enjoyed over the last years, when I say enjoyed, I was one of those guys that took the glass half full principle to the nth degree. Whenever markets shrank, I expanded because I took advantage of consistency. I teach and I taught then and practiced then the importance of maintaining a presence in your market, of maintaining your core staff, and you know, you can certainly stabilize expenses and control expenses and manage and monitor ROI, but you got to be in it to win it. So I never was one to panic and pull out, and I'm still pushing that logic because I know it is correct. 30 years in the business have proven it to me, but that doesn't mean that tomorrow is going to be the same cycle as we've experienced in the past. I don't believe it will be. I think there will be a legitimate consolidation that's perhaps you know, unprecedented in terms of our own lifetime experiences in the dealer body out there. I think there legitimately are people that should get out of the retail car business. I've even counseled several friends in the sale of their stores to come into my side of the fence, you know, get into consulting, get into representing some of the new virtual showroom opportunities and some of the cutting-edge applications and technologies that are out there. It may very well be a faster-growing portion of the auto industry. I think that the brick-and-mortar will always exist, but I confess that I think that the opportunity to build a virtual showroom suggests that that might be the true arena for future growth for a lot of people that are in the auto industry now, you know, to take your wisdoms and experience and share them as consultants, share them out there in the marketplace with other dealers that maybe have a little bit more capital resources to survive through what will likely be at least another 6 months to a year, year and a half downturn before everything stabilizes. And even then, as I suggest, it won't stabilize the way it is today. The margins on new cars have come down not only from the factory dictate and the room on the window sticker, but just the internet providing enough information for consumers to walk in educated enough to know how low you can go. And unfortunately, they don't usually take into consideration your expenses, and they don't recognize that, you know, holdback is there to protect margins based on fixed expenses that you have nothing to control to do with, you know, and you still have to pay the rent to be there to service the car. These are all on our sides of the table, and unfortunately, with today's market, the way consumers are being educated online, they know your costs, they don't know your costs. They don't seem to understand the need to maintain operations and maintain staff and support services. So all of these realities suggest that new car sale margins are shrinking and will likely continue to shrink. And the value of a new car franchise is there, but perhaps less in the front-end profit potential than in the back-end fixed operations opportunities for maintaining ongoing service and warranty work, in the banking relationships with captive lender relationships to allow floor plan as well as financing. Especially in the credit crunch that we're all experiencing, there's a, you know, the value of a captive lender to be able to approve people that have a history within their own group. There's lots of values. Even the states tend to prioritize new car franchises with certain insurance advantages in terms of discounts and premiums. So I'm not advising people to get out of the car business. I'm just telling you that it's different and it will not necessarily cycle back the same way. So for those of you who decided you're in it to win it, you want to stay in the game, I am going to recommend to you that you start looking at your existing organization and recognizing where are you making your money. And I don't know of anybody out there that's making the money on new cars. And I'm even talking to those Toyota guys and those Honda guys that are cycling back into the fuel economy vehicles and are taking value in the fact that, you know, the people are refocusing on getting the smaller fuel-efficient vehicles. Because even if you have a temporary blip in business and a temporary reduction in inventories, look at the truth of it. I mean, I don't know anybody out there that has enough product to support the demand, and none of you can support it on the margin that a lot of these smaller cars have in terms of window sticker profit of 1%. And granted, you are gaining market share as a result, but I don't know how many people are pulling increased bottom lines. I see a lot of people selling more cars and making less money. Now, the good news is if you're smart, you'll take this opportunity to capture a growing database of customers. You'll take this opportunity to expand the opportunity, the value that you present in your fixed operations. You'll use this as a way to get a an increased market presence as far as name recognition and top-of-the-mind awareness. You'll use this as a way to fine-tune your processes to make sure you're maximizing the efficiency of the customers that you're now borrowing, because you don't own them. They're coming to you because of a need, a gas situation, an economy situation, a credit situation. And I got to tell you guys, that will stabilize, and when it does, if you want to maintain your position and grow and increase your bottom line, you're going to have to be more diverse in the way you establish your company's profit centers. Fixed operations is a necessary evil in some people's minds, and now it's become a priority in all people's minds. It's so important that we recognize the need to preserve relationships and the way we treat them in service. You know, when you're cutting back on your staff, don't do it in the back end. Recognize that there are efficiencies now in new car operations that can be created through your virtual showrooms. We represent quite a few of them. There are new applications that will allow you to have online transactions. And I can list them out. I'll remind you all that we do represent quite a few new auto industry vendors that are helping create efficiencies in the way you staff your virtual showroom, which will overflow into added value in your real showroom. With 83% of the consumers out there using the Internet as a filter to decide what dealers they're going to go to, because at 4:50 down, they're not jumping in the car and driving around looking at your balloons and your free hot dog. So if that's the truth, well, then your presence online has to be more functional. You have to be more able to conduct business, I should say. And the ability, for example, to meet and greet your customers through the use of Lead Converter, which is one of our core vendor products. We use it on our portal. We recommend it as a way to replicate a real-world role in virtual showrooms to be able to meet and greet your customers, escalate them to an initial TO with a click-to-call feature. Their prices can start as low as $150 for just the software application, having your staff do it, to $399 with 50-plus chats and a best practices outsourced BDC to staff and maintain a watch on your showroom 24/7, your virtual showroom. But they also provide a filter so that you can go through the leads that are being generated, get a chat dialogue started, help narrow it down a little bit. So by the time you start taking it to the retail level on the store, if they have to come in to purchase, you're going to find that you have a much more qualified customer that's already narrowed it down to a vehicle and an appointment, so it doesn't waste as much of your real-world staff's time. So if you have to cut back on your front-end sales staff, then hopefully you've enhanced the processes both on your virtual showroom and in your real showroom to make sure that you get the customers from A to Z as quickly as possible and recognize that they're coming in armed. They're coming in with enough information to make a decision, so don't burn that bridge when they walk in the door and go back to old habits of, you know, buy or die and, you know, are you ready to buy today? You know, in today's world, if they're there, they're ready to buy. There's very few people just driving around for information nowadays. So anyway, to get past the points and get back to my real concern, and that is, you can't be focusing on front-end sales and new cars any longer. It's just not where the money is. It's a good way to attract customers. It's a good way to get it into your system, but it's not the only priority that you should be focusing on. You need to start focusing on those cuts when you make them to make sure that you maintain processes that are basic. You can survive through this with fewer people as long as the people you have are better focused and they have better job descriptions and they have better processes to rely on and more support staff and upper management. You know, that hands-on philosophy that I've always preached is becoming critical now because you can't afford to sit on your boat in the Bahamas and give a call into your GM and ask what's going on. You really need to be there to watch the money. And I think the opportunity to do that now with electronic monitoring is certainly a value added. Now, you know, you're able to position yourself to go into the OEM arena, to go to the different meetings, to go to the different dealer association meetings, gather networking information in both the real and the virtual world, focus on the industry, focus on the trends, and use the electronic monitoring systems that are available to do that. Ad Agency Online, for that matter, was created after a real-world experience. I owned a dealership in Pensacola. I started my advertising career with McGee & Star Advertising in Boca Raton, Florida. For those of you who don't know a map, that's far enough away not to commute it on weekends. And I set up video cameras, and I linked in with my Reynolds & Reynolds DMS, and I was able to monitor transactions real-time online. And it gave me a good sense of the value of centralized data and centralized communications and distributions. I had that luxury when I was operating my dealerships with the way I used the DMS to the fullest extent with dashboard functions that enabled me to monitor line items and drill down to the source of those line items and understand what created them and provide problems and solutions in the same view. That's the logic you need to start applying today, guys. You need to start using some of these technologies to create efficiencies so when you do reduce the staff, you're not reducing the process or the effectiveness of it. You know, too many guys are out there cutting into the bone now out of panic, and I'm warning you, if you do that, it will prevent you from surviving to enjoy the value when the market comes back. It's not going to come back the way it was, but it will come back, and it'll be a smaller, feeding frenzy because there'll be less dealers out there fighting over the smaller pie, but those guys that survive will still be able to make a living, but you're not going to make a living selling new vehicles. New vehicles is the way to get them in the door, but it's not the way to make the money, not on the front end at least. The way to make the money, in my opinion, is to prioritize fixed operations, certainly. Prioritize the relationship you have with your customers so that you can amplify that lead to network and to referrals, and not the old way. You know, it's not enough anymore to ask the guy for three friends on the way out. It's not enough to try and make phone calls and follow up on your own. You need to join the online community the same way that your customers have. You know, we have social networking relationships now already established with sites like carfolks.com, which is an opportunity for consumers to, you know, post their experiences at a dealership, positive and negative. It allows the dealership to, if they join the organization, to be able to directly contact all of their DMS, you know, consumers, be in sales and fixed ops, and get back in touch with them via a third party just to solicit their feedback, not an attempt to solicit a referral or a sale, just an attempt to get their opinion so you can learn from it and improve the experience for the next customer. And that's something that a lot of consumers are starting to invest and involve in. It started with TripAdvisor, and now it's in the auto industry. And if you're not involved in managing and monitoring your online reputation proactively by joining organizations like carfolks.com, you're making a big mistake, because that's an example of the leverage technology resources that I'm referring to that you have to start applying. SmartWomenBuyCars.com. We were going to have Ron Frederick on the show today, but I got to tell you, there's too many things going on to focus on any one bullet in the gun. I'm sure Ron understands, and you know, he has issues that he has to deal with on his end. So I'm going to remind you all that SmartWomenBuyCars.com is on the show today through me, because we are their agency, and we do represent them as a value added for dealers that understand the need to start focusing on the groups that they can. And women car shoppers are such a large segment of the buying market out there. They're one of the primary sources for the decision maker in the most transactions. I know I'm married 30 years, and I'm a testament to that. The truth of the matter is that if you do not address women shoppers online and in the real world with the same honest full disclosure technique and with the same confidence that you're going to go first by giving them the information they need with the respect that they need it in, then you're not going to earn their business, and they have enough control of the reduced market to know that you need to understand it. And it's not going to happen by osmosis. It's not going to happen by talking to your female staff. It's not going to happen by your opinion of what women want, because they'll tell you. Go into a site like SmartWomenBuyCars.com gives you an opportunity to get in on their side of the fence. Granted, you do have to cut back a little bit on your processes. You do need to start directing information to them the way they want it. You have to follow certain codes of conduct and certain confidences that you are going to be a full disclosure dealership, and then you are going to treat them the way that they expect when they come into the dealership without starting from scratch. But that's okay. The good news is the concentrated focus of car shoppers out there, women car shoppers specifically, can now be addressed through the technology and the application of the internet through sites like SmartWomenBuyCars.com. Other technologies that exist that you have to start taking advantage of as you're reducing your staff and expenses are things that are experienced through LaserStream video, for example. You know, all of these vendors that are listed as preferred vendors on our site, they didn't find themselves there by accident. We spent a lot of time researching this to the added value that we have to present to our dealer clients. And by selecting these vendors, we chose them because they represent cutting-edge technologies or applications that allow us to maximize the efficiencies of our now reducing staff and to maximize the functionality of our virtual showrooms, which have to start replacing our brick-and-mortar showrooms, if not in function and form, then at least in understanding that that's where they're going for first impressions. And that old school wisdom of first impressions are irretrievable is still true. When they go to your website, if it's not informative, it's not easy for them to maneuver through, it's not going to stay. They're going to push a button. They don't have to get back in their car. You don't have to chase them down the parking lot. They just push a button and they're gone. Well, LaserStream video is an example of allowing you to have some confidence. It gets teed up by lead converter. It gets turned over by lead converter to a click-to-call. But if they're on the site still maneuvering through it, you need someone like LaserStream Video to create a feature benefit presentation that will walk them through the site. It gives them a personality to the website, same thing as a salesperson would do on the showroom. But it's done in a very cohesive manner. It's done in a in a best practices format. And I must confess, it's an example of, I think, you know, the technologies have improved on real world, because you don't have to worry about the 30% of your staff that are green peas that really don't know how to meet and greet and take the customer through a featured benefit. These are pros. These are professional spokes models. More and more dealerships are even having the general manager or dealer be the spokes model to really enhance the branding value of their website. But the process is that they're able to push for the customer, to drive them through the site, to direct them on how to communicate directly if need be, or how, where to go to find the information. And then different spokes models, different presentations on different pages allow you to really complete the presentation process on the virtual showroom, very much like what you did in. It's an efficiency in the use of your staff, because you're able to get a lot more quality information out there before you start tying up your salesperson with the looker. And it allows you to better qualify, or I should qualify that. It allows the customers to better qualify themselves before they start taking up the time of your limited staff. You know, the next step in that process is to remind you before we leave LaserStream Video, they also have something for an exit TO called Site Boomerang. It gives you that last shot effort in case there is a question lingering and they're going to go to another site to find it out. It sort of grabs their attention. Just when they leave your site, they go to anywhere they want. But before they can close the browser, they're bounced back to one exit TO page with you or a spokes model explaining why you want one last shot to earn their business. Another process that we've replicated in the virtual showroom that's so critical in the real world showroom is the desking. AI Dealer is a preferred vendor of ours. They basically provide you with an online shopping cart. They provide you with the ability for the customer to self-serve, to drill down, to get the information they need without having to leave your site to go to Kelley Blue Book, or without having to leave your site to go to other dealers' inventories and find out what's there, or without even having to leave your site to call a dealership, because you're able to let them build their own vehicle and price and product and payment and to customize and answer their own questions with credit applications, and with a process to walk them through the whole thing, and the ability to literally buy the car online. That kind of a transaction opportunity didn't exist 6 months or a year ago. It does now. So for those of you who are out there panicking, for those of you who are out there looking to decide, how do I cut, you don't have to cut the processes. If you do reduce the people, make sure you replace them with improved processes or applications. That's what I'm trying to get over on today's show to you guys. Don't panic. Just solve the problems by networking through this portal, calling us, and we can give you some counsel on how these applications will integrate into your existing processes. We will never ask you to throw the baby out with the bathwater. We're just giving you new tools that will allow you to amplify the processes that have already proven themselves, like the meeting, greeting, and initial TO and feature benefit, and the desking and the processing and the negotiation through a very logical disclosure system of the four squares built in to the prop process. They need to know how much the car is. They need to know how much they're putting down. They need to know what to get on their trade, and need to know financing terms. You can't collect the check without it. So let's make sure we're doing that in our virtual showrooms as well as our real ones. And let's make sure that whatever we say in the advertising message, whatever we say in the virtual showroom exists in the real showroom by integrating our processes and by managing and, inspect what you expect. And that can be accomplished through applications, for example, provided by Keon Media. Keon Media is an example of an opportunity to communicate to your customers in a third-party website that hosts a quarterly magazine that can be both targeted to your database in a very informative, articles that will allow your customers to learn about what's going on in the market, to learn about the vehicle before they learn about the dealership. People are going to the internet as a filter. We know that. The trick is to be on both sides of that filter, both the retail side through your own SEO and SEM investments and your own, well-engineered and well-processed website, as well as those people that try to avoid car dealers and look for third-party sites like the carfolks.com and the smartwomenbycars.com. Well, you can technically have your own third-party site by letting Keon Media host it for you through their quarterly magazine. It can be distributed directly to your DMS as well, so that your own customers have a regular ongoing follow-up forum, not a selling system that they start eventually opting out of because there's no added value to them. Their perception is, I already bought the car, these guys are still trying to sell me something. Well, if you expect to make a living in today's market and in tomorrow's especially, that fixed operation sale better be there, but it better be more of a resource than a sales pitch. It better be there as a way to solve a problem, not a way for you to generate an income, because you got to go first. You got to provide the resource and the information and the service, and they'll come to you. Or they'll say, build a better mousetrap, or if you build it, they will come. Well, that's the philosophy of a well-engineered marketing plan for fixed operations. You have to build that relationship in the way you treated them when you sold them the car. You need to build it into the processes after they purchased the car, and Keon Media provides that to you through their ongoing follow-up to your database and DMS. These are all vendors that are approved and preferred on our portal. If you listen to Friday's show, we have a few new boys that we're talking to that maintain an ongoing continued relationship with that opportunity to keep in touch with your customers. And ADA 24 is somebody I've already put into many stores, and I strongly support them. They've recently been picked up with a subsidized program through Chrysler. If you guys have Chrysler dealers out there, you're about to get it for free. So you certainly should get in touch with us, and we'll explain how that works. But NADA 24 is basically a follow-up process that it allows you to directly contact your database with a qualifying questions that are really designed to make sure that you surface problems. And it records them all, not just records the phone message, but it also records it in a graph that is color-coded, so you can really monitor on a day-to-day basis, both remotely and at your dealership. All you need is access to an internet connection, and you're able to see what happened yesterday in sales and service and fixed ops in your body shop. You can put filters on it to stay within budget because you only get paid for the calls that are done, and you tell them which calls to make. And those calls are live operators getting real-world information that's critical if you're being able to preserve that relationship for ongoing sales, but more importantly, for existing service opportunities. You know, we all have witnessed the reduction in warranty claims. We recognize that it's not the good old days where you made your money through warranty and through the labor rates that you charge factories. They've all been looking at that and reducing that, and the cars are getting better. So the fixed ops has got to be there. I'm going to end this conversation on used cars. I probably should have spent more time on it, but I'm looking at a clock with 3 minutes left and remembering that there's a lot of priority right now going into pre-owned. If you guys are not involved in your own CPOV vehicles, shame on you. So far, all the math proves that that is a solution. Some of the factory programs now to subsidize financing incentives for CPOV vehicles have made them even more attractive. The opportunity for the new car buyer to compromise and get into a vehicle with a balance of factory warranty, if anything, an enhanced warranty in some of the car factories out there. Such a critical value, and more importantly, it's product that you already know and own. It's an opportunity for you to control the sale and also control the service, but it's more likely for you to be able to retain them in your service warranty work. So it's so important you focus on CPOV. And last but not least, whenever common sense is right, you might as well listen to it. You know, I've started creating something called the Green Zone for our dealers out there. It's a new branding identity I don't mind sharing with the market out there, because all I can say is if you're about to do it in a market that I'm already there, you're too late because we're already doing it. But we've coined the phrase called the Green Zone, which is a section within the dealership that is 28 miles per gallon or better and are hybrid vehicles. And you'd be amazed if you really look at your inventory, even your new car franchises out there, you'd be amazed how many cars technically qualify. May only be one model within, but that's okay. If you have a caliper out there, and if you have a couple of vehicles, a Sebring, or I'm talking Chrysler, of course, but if you're looking at some of the domestics that are panicking right now, and well, don't worry, we're going to have our hybrids out in 6 months. Guys, why waste 6 months? You have vehicles now that, relatively speaking, to a lot of the inventory that's out there, a lot of the vehicles that are out there, you have 28 miles per gallon or better, you're already competitive. And I suggest creating an identity for yourselves in your fixed operations dealerships to separate away the fuel-efficient vehicles. I'm not saying to bail out on the others, because there is still a commercial market for the big trucks. There still are families that have no choice. They've got to get the big SUVs. I'm not saying to stock up, but I'm saying don't throw them away. Don't make anchors out of them. You can put them off to a separate side. But I would recommend you separate them, because they scare the customer coming in looking for that fuel-efficient vehicle. So my advice is put a spotlight on them. Create a green zone. Or create your own words if you're in a competitive market to mine. But since this is an open forum sharing best practices to both our clients as well as our visitors, I recommend that you create a personality for yourself to fit the future, which is gas efficiency, hybrid vehicles. If you don't have them, buy them. You can go out there to the auctions, pay a little extra, because I guarantee you their prices are not going down. As much as I'm counseling to be careful about appraising trades, I recommend using processes. There's AAX, for example, that we just placed into one of our dealerships up north, and I'm very familiar with that product being offered by JM. I recommend you all look at the technologies that are out there. Refocus your energies on the good news, which is that as other dealerships fall off the table, the survivors will pick up the remaining market share. Recognize that the efficiencies that you're forced to do today have increased your margins today and will radically increase them tomorrow when the market does come back. If it comes back different, then I submit that it will. That's okay. You better be different, too. Focus on the greed cars. Focus on the pre-owned. Focus on fixed ops. Focus on process. Focus on preserving the people you have and prioritizing your pay plans to be performance-based. Focus on the efficiencies of your ROI. And frankly, focus on people like me. AdAgentsOnline.net is a consultant. Everything I've just shared with you is available for free by clicking on our logo, or in process of clicking on the logo, if you want to keep it going, we're certainly available for full-service support. My name is Phil Zellinger. I'm the president of Ad Agents Online. I'd love an opportunity to expand on our products and services. Feel free to click on our logo, and I'll do that for you. But do me a favor, try to survive, because I need as many friends as I can get. Thanks for your time, and have a great day.